Welcome to the Diet Diaries, a podcast where we have candid, heartfelt conversations that will help you figure out what, why, and how to eat so you can feel amazing in your body. Because it's time to break the all-or-nothing mindset of yo-yo dieting, food obsession, and feeling ruled by the scale. I'm your host, body image and nutrition coach, Jordana Edelstein. I'm so happy you're here. Hey, everyone. It's episode 114 of the Diet Diaries. And this is going to be, I think, kind of like a little bit different of an episode. I am going to talk about the spring weekend retreat. But first, I wanted to let you know about another offering I have coming up, which is the second round of Eat With Ease, which is my six-week group coaching program that will teach you the skills you need to break up with dieting, find ease around food and in your body for life. It is an amazing 6 weeks where we come together as a group. We meet weekly on Zoom, and then we stay connected in our Facebook group in between. And this really is about learning the foundational skills that you need to finally stop feeling obsessed with food. These 100% are skills that can lead to weight loss. Will you lose weight during these 6 weeks? Likely not. It's just not enough time to really start to see change. This program is designed to give you skills for the next 30 years, not just for the next 30 days. So the waitlist is open right now. And if you're on the waitlist, you get 20% off the regular rate and first access to sign up. And registration will probably open towards the end of February, like the second or third week of February. And we're going to start March 8th. So if you're even thinking about it, just to have options, get yourself on the waitlist. There's going to be a link in the show notes. It's on Instagram. It's all over the place. So you'll definitely be able to find it and just reach out if you have questions. Okay, so let's dive in to the retreat. I'm doing something a little different today. I'm like really exploring all of my tech stuff. So right now I am also filming on my iPhone to get some B-roll. I'm recording in GarageBand, and then I'm using the software that I record to do the video for this, because eventually I'm going to start posting these on YouTube. So I have three different things recording right now, and I'm a little like, okay, is everything going okay? So hopefully I don't seem a little weird or a little off today. But so I am hosting a retreat in May, May 19th to 21st. It's going to be like a Friday afternoon to a Sunday afternoon in Hunter, New York, which is in the Catskill Mountains, which is about 2 hours north of New York City. It is a beautiful location. I rented an amazing Airbnb in the mountains. It's renovated. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful kitchen and the most amazing outdoor space. And I have not been this excited about something in a really long time. And that's saying a lot, because I get pretty pumped up about the work that I do. And I think part of the reason is I've been thinking about doing this for so long and wanting to do it. And to be honest, like wondering, like, can I do it? Can I figure this out? And the logistics side of thing, like coordinating all of it. And then, will people want to come? Will there be interest? And the amazing thing is I started talking about this maybe just a little over a month ago. And the response from you guys has been phenomenal. The amount of interest and the emails and the messages I've gotten from people saying, oh my God, this sounds amazing, is so like just amazing. So thank you all for reaching out and letting me know that, because it has meant everything. And before I kind of dive into like kind of what we're going to do during the retreat, I kind of wanted to talk about why doing things like this is so important. And here's the thing, what it really comes down to is that we need to be more selfish. I've talked about this before. Going away for a weekend by yourself is no easy feat. I know that. Like, I fully get that. Because when it's just about you, then it means that everyone else, even in like your immediate family, if you have a partner, if you have kids, are going to be inconvenienced by that, right? They're going to have to do extra work. They're going to have to kind of pick up some of the things that are left behind in your absence. And that feels uncomfortable. It feels weird. It feels selfish. But here's the thing. We are constantly prioritizing other people. And I think most of us drop things at a moment's notice to go take care of someone else. And somehow being selfless has been glorified in our culture as like what we want to be. And I think that's becoming a problem. I think this is part of what's burning people out. I think this is what's causing this like glorification of busyness culture. I think this is what's affecting our kids, and that it's sort of like, you know, you stop and you see a friend, like you run into your friend in town and you say, oh, how are you? And if you're not answering with, oh my God, I'm so busy, people are like, what are you even doing with your life? And so we feel this need to feel constantly busy and I think like overwhelmed in a way all the time, as if it's like proof of our self-worth, as if it's like validation that we are doing enough in this world and working hard enough. And that's a huge systemic problem because it's impacting our stress levels. It's making it impossible for us to take time for ourselves, to take care of ourselves in the way that we need to and want to, because it's always like, do more, do more, do more, go, 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 go. And so taking a weekend away for yourself to go to a retreat is like the polar opposite of that. And that can feel uncomfortable to want to do that, to want to take that time, to say to your partner, say to your kids, like, hey, I want to go away for this weekend because this sounds amazing and like it's going to be really good and helpful for me and I just need this time away. I know that's not easy to do. I've done it many times in my life. I have gone away. I went away for 4 weeks, 2 weeks at a time in 2019. I left Ben and Danny. Ben was in first grade. He was young. I left for 2 weeks and it was not easy. It was hard and it was one of the best experiences of my entire life. No question. I'm talking about that a lot in today's email, actually. So if you're on my email list, take a look at that. I'm sharing a little bit more about that story in there. And so your first reaction to this might be like, oh my God, this sounds amazing, but like I have too much going on. I can't. I know my kid has this. My husband has this. My aunt has this. I've got this birthday party. Yeah, because we have so much stuff. There's always going to be something. And it is not going to be easy for you to say, oh, great, I'm just going to take the whole weekend and go away by myself. It's going to take effort. It's going to take work. It's going to take getting uncomfortable. It's probably going to take making other people uncomfortable, right? Because people, like, if you say, oh, I know I have this birthday party that weekend. I really want to go to this retreat. The person whose birthday party it is might be annoyed that you're not coming. But the truth is, when we want to, taking care of ourselves requires effort. It requires work. It is never just going to happen. It's never going to just fall in our laps. And this isn't even like this is about the retreat, but it's also about everything else you need to do to take care of yourself, whether it's exercise or food shopping or prepping food or whatever it is that you are working on to take care of yourself. You have to make the intentional effort and choice to do that. And sometimes that means you're going to have to choose it in place of something else. Because we have finite amounts of mental energy. We think it's unlimited, but it's not. And we definitely have in a day a finite amount of time, right? So we have to prioritize. If everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. And if you're prioritizing yourself, that means something else has to drop down the list. It just has to. And if you really want to do that, if you really want to start taking care of yourself, and if for you, if you're listening, that means it's something around food, that's something around body image, it's something around your relationship with dieting, that means that you are going to have to put in some effort in order to prioritize yourself and make that happen. And again, it's not easy. I get it. I'm saying this so that you don't feel shame around it. Right? The antidote to shame is sharing and connection. So I'm putting this out there into the universe so that when you're thinking all this to yourself, you're like, oh my God, I'm not alone. Like she gets it. Someone else gets it. I do get it. I totally get it. And I want you to know that. Like I want you to know that, again, whether it's this retreat or it's saying I've got to get to the grocery store every Sunday or I've got to prep my food or I'm going to be late for my kid's whatever game because I'm going to an exercise class or a dance class that I love, or I'm going to sit and do some journaling for 5 minutes every day and that means I have to get up, whatever it is, there's always a choice that has to happen. And it's action. And again, because if everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. When you choose to prioritize yourself, it means something else is going to have to drop down the list. Again, and there's just comfort with that. So I want you to let you know that I see you. If you're thinking about this, I get it. I know it's not easy. And I just want you to know that you're not alone in like feeling these feelings and then trying to figure out like, what do I do about this? And I'm here to talk through it. Like if you're like, yeah, I really want to come, but I have all these things that weekend and I just feel like I can't make it work, but I want to make it work. Let's talk about it. Maybe we can make it work and maybe we can't, right? Some things we can move around and some things like, look, you just can't. There's like, you know, a conflict. Everything in your life is real and valid. All of this is real and valid. But again, your needs are real and valid too. And you can't keep squashing them down for something else because then a month passes, 6 months, a year, 2 years, and you're like still doing the same things you've always been doing. It's like, what's going on? Well, it's because you're always prioritizing something else. You say you want to prioritize yourself. You say you want to make changes, but then you don't actually put in the effort to do that because it's uncomfortable and it's hard. So it's always easier to keep doing what we're doing, right? We know this. Always easier to keep doing what we're doing. excuse me. So let's kind of shift away from that and talk about what we're going to do with our retreat because it's going to be so great. I don't have a specific itinerary laid out yet because it's February and this isn't until like late May, but I do have a very concrete idea of sort of the core, the essence of what this is going to be about. And so here's the thing. When you go home on Sunday afternoon, my goal, my hope for you is that you go home feeling grounded, feeling clear, and knowing exactly what action steps you want to be focusing on around food and eating and body image. So you are going to go home with a specific list of skills. It could be one, it could be more than one that you're going to be working on. And that is going to come out of our time together. There's going to be a lot that's going to come out, but we know we can't work on everything at once. And so I want you to have this feeling of clarity. And that clarity comes from this space of being away, alone, meaning from your day-to-day life. You're going to be obviously with me and with this, you know, group of women up there. Having that space and that time away from your day-to-day life is invaluable. That word doesn't even capture it. If you have never as an adult, or if it's been a long time, only been responsible for yourself. And I'm not even talking like, even if you've gone away on like a girl's trip, you're still with like a group of people and you're kind of like, someone wants to go to dinner here and someone wants to go to dinner here. And like, what are we going to do? What's the activity? There's still that dynamic. With something like this, there is none of that. Everything is structured. Everything is planned out. I have taken care of all of the food, which is going to be amazing, by the way. And we have a private chef coming on Saturday night. You don't have any responsibilities. You just have to show up. And so that pulls away, gives you so much space, mental space to then focus on this work, on diving into what are your values? What makes you you? What has been your history with dieting? Where are you at? Why has it been so hard for you to feel comfortable around food? Why are you always jumping from diet to diet? What's going on with your relationship with your body? Why are you being so mean to yourself? How can we shift that? What's the work? What are the skills we need to work on? What are your triggers for that negative body image that over and over again cycle through that you feel like you can't get out of? I hate my body. I go on a diet. The diet is miserable. I either lose weight and then I'm terrified of gaining it back, or the diet doesn't work and I'm like, oh, I didn't work hard enough. I'm lazy. I'm not motivated. I didn't try hard enough. This vicious cycle that we get stuck in, right? During this weekend, we're going to start learning the skills that are missing, right? That's why you're stuck in that cycle. You just don't have the skills. We're going to be talking about kind of looking at everything from a nutritional standpoint, looking at my nourishing, satisfying, satiating framework, which we're going to do in like real time. So my plan right now is for us to cook dinner together on Friday night, something really simple. I have some ideas for meals. Because the way that I coach around food is around keeping food really simple. This is not even going to be like recipe-based food. This is going to be very basic, nutritious and delicious, right? Nourishing, satisfying, and satiating, filling. And so it's kind of like meta, right? We're going to kind of cook together and prepare this meal, having an awareness around all the different components, and then sitting down and enjoying this meal together. And if you want to, right, this is totally up to you, having a chance to practice some of the skills, maybe around putting your fork down or slowing down, looking at, right, am I getting enough protein on my plate? Do I have enough carbs on my plate, right? Are there things that I kind of am subconsciously still restricting on, right? You're going to have a chance to practice these skills, and it's all going to be about what you feel comfortable with, right? There'll be a sort of an offering, and then it'll be up to you to say, yeah, I feel comfortable doing this, or no, I don't, and that's totally fine. But this is about, you're going to have the space to do this without your partner, without your kids, without your mother-in-law, without whoever it is being on top of you saying, we have to be here at 5:30, then you got to go pick me up, and then I got to try and feed this class, and I got to do this work, and I got to get this email out. No, it's all gone. You get these, you know, 2.5 days entirely to yourself. And this, again, I said this before, but the space that creates, right? We have a finite amount of mental energy. I said this earlier when I was talking kind of about, you know, the bigger picture around this. We think it's infinite, but it's not. And you know when you are hitting your wall and hitting your limits. You could feel it. And that's why sometimes these changes we want to make around food and moving away from dieting and to stop hating our bodies feel so hard, because everything else is coming first. And when it's time to address that stuff, we've got nothing left. That's why people binge late at night. That's why people snack late at night, because by the end of the day, you are tapped out. You're maxed out. You've got nothing left. But that applies to our bigger life. When you are go, 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 go constantly, your life is over full. You're maxed out in a bigger picture. And so this time away pulls all of that away so that you can have like this emptiness and this space with which to fill up all these things about you and for you. And that is really why I created this, because you can't get that day-to-day life. Look, I coach people one-on-one and I do group coaching, which is happening within your day-to-day life, right? Obviously, this isn't something you can do every weekend or all the time. And so we do have to learn how to integrate and how to take action within our lives, right? That's what a lot of coaching is about, is meeting you where you are. And also having this as a foundation and as kind of a platform to work from will set you up for incredible success. Just kind of start from this place of having this space and this openness to do this work and then move into like the next steps within your day-to-day life is incredible. I can't wait. I wish it was like tomorrow. And so I just wanted to share and sort of let you know why I created this, what we're going to be doing. I'm kind of looking over some of my notes here to make sure I didn't forget anything. And of course, I did many things. So I kind of talked through some of like the key, I'm kind of envisioning them as like mini workshops, right? So body image, we're going to do a workshop around cravings and trigger foods. I'm probably going to ask you to bring one of your most challenging trigger foods with you, and so that we can practice with. We're going to do a values workshop. We're obviously going to be working on the Nourish, Satisfy, Satiate framework. And there'll be very structured guided activities within this, different worksheets and journaling. And then within all of this as well, we're going to be using yoga and movement as a way to move our bodies and kind of break up all of the kind of more emotional mental work, but also as a way to reconnect to these physical sensations. Movement is the single most powerful tool and skill available to you to relearn what it feels like to be in your body, to really get clear about what does fullness feel like, what does hunger feel like, not feeling stuffed like you do on Thanksgiving and not feeling starving like you do when you haven't eaten all day. What are those in-between more subtle feelings? What are the feelings that build up when you're having a craving for something and you feel like if you don't eat that candy bar right now, your whole life is going to end? What does that feel like physically for you? What does it feel like physically when you look in the mirror and see yourself and you hate the way your stomach looks? What does that feel like physically for you? We are going to use movement to start to access all of that, because then it becomes a tool for you to cope with those things in the moment. And this is why I feel so grateful to have had all these years of teaching yoga and movement and to be able to integrate it with this coaching work is like, oh my God, amazing. And we're going to get to do this together in real time. And there's also going to be downtime. I know it seems like I'm packing a lot in, but it's going to work. I have sort of like a loose vision for it in my head. You're totally going to have downtime to yourself. The house is in an amazing location on a huge piece of property along a creek. So there'll be plenty of time to go for walks, to do yoga outside, to journal, to go listen to music or a podcast or watch a show on your phone, whatever it is that you want to do. You will have that time to yourself because that is invaluable. So I think that kind of like wraps it up. You know, there's always like these analogies out there around you can't pour from an empty cup and, you know, the oxygen mask analogy. And I think those can be helpful kind of in a pinch. But this really is about so much more than that. This is about prioritizing yourself and knowing that that is going to be uncomfortable and doing it anyway. Because when you take care of yourself and put yourself first, it will then let you do all of those other things better. Better mom, better partner, better daughter, friend, sister, worker, all of your roles and responsibilities will be better when you are actually taking the time to prioritize yourself the way you prioritize everything else. And I know that sometimes the feelings that come up around this is like, this is self-indulgent, this is extra, I'm being so spoiled, like I feel guilty for leaving. Like I get that because in our culture, that's what we've been taught. Especially if you're a mom, forget it. Like kids come first, everything about the kids comes first. And that is such a disservice to both the moms and the partners and the kids. Because I'm sorry, I don't know about you, but I don't want Ben to grow up seeing me constantly sacrificing myself for him. I want him to see what it looks like to take care of yourself. Like that's a really important value. And so I think there's so much about this that also kind of sets an example and lets you show the people in your life what your values are and what matters to you and then how that positively impacts them. So it's got to be pretty long because I have so much to say about this. There's a link in the show notes with all the details about the retreat and to sign up. On the logistical end of things, again, it's May 19th to 21st in Hunter, New York. It is all inclusive. So the accommodations are shared. All the food is included, including the dinner cooked by the private chef. It's $675 for the whole weekend. I really wanted to make this as affordable as possible. So that it would feel like that would not feel like a barrier. 50% deposits due at sign up. The balance is due in April. If you need more flexibility on payments and a payment plan, we can absolutely figure that out. Don't let that stop you. And again, if you're like, oh my God, I really want to come, but like I have all these things that weekend and I know I can't go, let's talk about it. Maybe we can figure it out. And maybe that weekend again, maybe it won't work. But either way, that is part of you showing up for yourself, is saying, wait, can I do this? Can I figure this out? Am I willing to get uncomfortable in order to do that? That's the beginning of this work, right? The work that we're going to do at the retreat is about making intentional choices and about getting uncomfortable. And so just you signing up and having the excitement and be like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing, but also kind of feeling unsettled and weird about it because it's a both and, you're already doing the work just by signing up. So I'm here. Reach out, send me a DM, an email. You can also text me. My phone number is on my website. So that's my phone number. You can text me or call me. Seriously, I'm happy to talk through this with you. And if you want to have a one-on-one conversation, this is, I understand, obviously a huge time investment and a huge financial investment. If you want to talk more about it, we can set up a time to do that too. I am here to support you in whatever way possible. Again, all the details, there's a link in the show notes. Obviously, everything is on Instagram and on my website and more soon. Thanks for being here.